Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Reverend Dr. Madeline McClenney is joining us this morning. You know, she's a prison abolitionist. She is a social entrepreneur, and she is with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Francine. So ExodusFoundation.org is a movement to transform global public health and safety with highly trained mentors for people impacted by jails and prisons systems. And our mission has not changed: to stop the flow of African Americans to prison on the local level, and on the national level, to stop the flow of all Americans and immigrants to prison. We've done some work on the ground in Richmond, Virginia for one of our mentees, and you may have seen we advocated and helped our mentee, Robert Wise Green, come home. Yay! That was a huge victory made possible by the phenomenal leaders in Richmond that we work with. But we declared a century of mass clemency, because the answer to mass incarceration, we believe, is mass clemency, mercy. We need your support. So follow us on Exodus 917 on Instagram, at Exodus 917 on Instagram, and the advocacy, follow us at Time's Up, Let Me Go. That's our national work with clemency and our state work with clemency. We're campaigning for 1.5 million. We've got proposals for ARPA funds into the county, and we need people to pick up the phone and call a county and say, fund ExodusFoundation.org. Go to the county managers and say, we want you to fund ExodusFoundation.org with the ARPA funds. If you know us and you like what you see, vote, put your vote in by making that phone call. It'll take less than a minute. Leave a message.
We got to help you, because you live and breathe this. And getting a letter in school and you're 15 from a prisoner is, that's a sign.
I needed that letter too, Francine, in my later 20s, when people were looking at me, cross-eyed, male ministers in particular. You know, what is a woman doing this work for? So on one hand, you got very, very conservative, closed-minded pastors saying that, you know, they forget Deborah, they forget Sarah, they forget the woman who won the wars in the book of Judges. They forget a lot. And say, you know, what's God going to do with a woman? Well, the Bible says that God uses the things that are looked down upon and despised and considered weak to shame the people that are too haughty and proud. But this 1% of the 1% is desperate, and they want complete control of everything now. They're pitting Black against white and Democrats against Republicans. And we have to resist all of that and transform our county, our state, and our world, and do it now. Vaccinated, unvaccinated. It's about social control. Francine, we are headed toward a new prison system. When my next interview is ready, I would love to come back and talk to you about it. The rise of digital prisons and artificial unintelligence, about what is happening in terms of biological warfare in the country. Pastors, ooh, if you're hearing this, please reach out to me at endmassincarceration@gmail.com, because I want to give you an invitation to our luncheon, where we'll be debriefing pastors who have been our partners and pastors who are considering partnering with us, debriefing you about our strategic plans for the future. I wanted to say a word to the family members. I always like to say something to people that have family in prison or jail. Don't be ashamed. Please communicate with them. You may be angry. You may not understand why they did what they did, but please continue the communication, because that is vital to the mental health of men and women behind bars. There comes a point at which silence is even more powerful than our speech. And the simple acts of kindness and love, no matter what happened, is transformative. Don't feel ashamed to talk about it in your community, whatever that community is, white, Black, yellow, Baptist, Presbyterian. Don't be ashamed to talk about it. Also, build a relationship with the chaplain and think about ways in which you can help foster an environment where your son or daughter will be identified and remembered because that they have somebody watching. It's not foolproof, but it adds a layer of protection that there's somebody that's watching out for that person. Some horrible things can happen behind the, you know, those walls.
So people that are on the same frequency as you, you can share these types of things. Otherwise, they will try to use it against you.
It's part of your story now. When a family member, rightfully or wrongfully, gets caught up into the criminal justice system, especially if they're facing a long sentence, right? That is a loss. In a place where people understand it or not, just validating that that is a loss. And I want people to feel that they can speak about it and to recognize that a whole lot more people understand than you think. Because we've all been impacted one way or another, whether we have a close relative there or not, we've all been impacted. Thankfully, if you haven't read The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander, a lot of people woke up as a result of her hard work in that text. And to those of you out there, you know, in the streets, and you know you want to do something different, you don't want to keep doing what you're doing with the same playground and playmates. Hopefully very soon we'll have some things we can share with you. But in the meantime, the idea that there is no other way, the idea that this is the only way you can function, these are the only things you're good at, is not an idea that comes from the divine, because you are more powerful than you think. Your thoughts can completely transform your life. Whether you have the help of an organization or not, you have within you the capability to purge your life of the say goodbye to the things that are distracting you from staying sober, focusing on completing your education, getting a skill or a trade, and earning a living that is going to enable you to function in society. You don't have to continue doing the things that are going to put you into the clutches of the people that are trying to hunt you down anyway. It's a hunt. Don't show up as the prey. Find another way.
You better hashtag that.
What's that? Don't show up as the prey. Do it another way. That's right.
Reverend Dr. Madeline McClenny is joining us this morning. I love her so much. She is the founder of the nonprofit. ExodusFoundation.org is where you can go. She's a prison abolitionist, and she's also a social entrepreneur. Much love to you, and I'll see you in the next interview, darling.
See you.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.